Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Pei Aleph, the second to last daf in Maseches Kiddushin. We are holding at the two dots, about 7-8 lines from the end of the page. Aval Isha Achas on Daf Pei Amid Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Leah Shalom. It is also sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yanki Schiffman, in honor of their oldest grandson, Eli, becoming a bar mitzvah today and putting on tefillin for the first time. Mazel tov, and they should have much nachas from Eli and from the rest of their family. Is Yanki here? Oh, he's not on the Zoom. Okay, oh, he is. Mazel tov to the Schiffman family and to everybody, and we thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. We're continuing in the sugya of Yichud, and we're going to talk about Yichud with how many people, meaning what if you have 10 guys, but they're all a bunch of prutzim, so is that an issue of Yichud? What about if you're traveling on the road and you're not at home? Is there, do you need more people to avoid an Isser Yichud? Then the Gemara is going to talk about, do we give Malkus for Yichud? Do we give Malkus alo tova hashmua? Then we're going to have some of the heterim for Yichud, Baila Be'ir, Pesach Pesach L'Rishos Arabim, and we're going to discuss what if there are Nashim Yibbechutz and Nashim Yibbefnim in two rooms, one inside, more inside the house than the other one, whether that's going to be a problem of Yichud and vice versa. The Gemara is then going to tell several stories, I think five different stories, of various Amoraim who were challenged by their Yetzer Hara and how they overcame their challenges. The Gemara is then going to discuss the sugya on Amud Beis of Niskavin Lesel Basar Chazir Vachal Basar Tle. Person tried to do an Avera, but he accidentally ate kosher food. Or Niskavin Lechol Shuman Ve'achal Chelev. A person tried to eat kosher food and he accidentally ate non-kosher food. The Gemara is going to discuss Yichud with one's mother and sister. The Gemara is going to talk about whether there's an Isser of Yichud with a Behema. Then we're going to have cases where Yichud is Mutter with a woman because they're embarrassed in front of each other. And then the Gemara is going to discuss the age of a child that's allowed to sleep unclothed with a parent, because the Mishnah had said at a young age that's permissible, and when the child gets older it stops being permissible. So what age is that that we assume it's no longer permissible? So let's begin at the two dots on Daf Peyam Beis. Aval Isha Achas. The Mishnah had said that one woman could be misyachid with Shnei Anoshim. So Gemara says not all men are included in that heter, that two men and one woman is okay. Amar Avidam Rav Lo Shanu El B'Ksheirim. That's if the men are Ksheirim. Aval B'Prutzim. If the men are a bunch of prutzim, afilu be'asar damilo, then even if there are 10 men, it's going to be problematic. And have a ma'isav tziu asar b'mita, and we have a ma'isa that confirms this. There was an eshesish that people wanted to sin with, and 10 anoshim prutzim carried her out from the city as if she were dead, as a cover for the reason why they're carrying her out, and they violated an aveira with her. So you see that by prutzim, you have to be worried even if it's a group of 10 people. Amar Rav Yosef Teda, Rav Yosef says, I'll prove to you that over aveira, don't get embarrassed in front of each other, and oftentimes they cooperate with each other in violating Navera. The Mechabri Be'asara V'gan V'kshura. Sometimes, in order to pull off a heist, to pull off, to steal something very big that requires more than one or two people, 10 people get together and they get involved in planning something together, and they're not embarrassed from each other that they're all doing this Avera. No, because they're a bunch of prutzim, so they're going to only encourage each other. Name a Misayele. There's a Mishnah that's a proof to Rav, because the Mishnah Masecha Sota tells us that if a woman violates Stira after a Kinoi, after the husband was ready Mekane her, and now he's got to bring her to Yerushalayim for her to drink the Mei Sota and the Beis HaMikdash, we give two Talmidei Chacham to accompany the man and his wife, because we're afraid that he might be boel her on the way, and if he does, then the mayim is not going to be bodek as ishto, and it's going to turn out that they erased the Shem Hashem levatala. So they need to make sure that the husband and wife do not have tashmish with each other on the way. But what does it say? We give two Talmidei Chachamim to accompany them. Talmidei Chacham in Shidal Milo. Apparently it's got to be Talmidei Chacham. We can't just give regular people to accompany them, because that won't protect from an Isser Yichud. If it's in Shidei Alma, they may have a status of Prutzim, and that's not going to save from the Isser of Yichud. So it's a Raya to Rav. So it says, not necessarily a Raya. Shaini Tamid Chamim, Tiyadi Las Riyabe. Maybe the reason we give Tamid Chamim is so that they can issue a Hasra'a. Their Tamid Chamim will know enough to tell her what's going to happen, that if he's Boel his wife, then the Mayim is not going to be Bodek, and it's going to be Mechika Shem Shemayim levatala, but not for the sake of saving the Yisra Yichud. For the sake of saving the Yisra Yichud, it didn't, maybe didn't even have to be Tamir Chachamim. Amar Avida Amar Rav, lo shanu el be'ir. This halacha, that one woman, two men, is okay, that's only in the city. Aval baderech, but if they're traveling on the road, actually shloshi, you need three men, and only then could they be Mesiach and baderech. The reason you need three is because Shamit Sarech Echem Rehem Lahashtin, maybe one of them will have to go to the bathroom. V'nimtza Echad Mesiachid Me'erva. And then it will turn out that the one of them is going to remain with her and will be real yichud, meaning for only two, if one of them has to step out, so then you're going to be left with one, and that's going to be the very definition of an isra yichud. So when you're baderech, since there's a chance that someone's going to have to go to the bathroom, you want to make sure that even in such an event, at least two men are still with the woman. Even at nighttime, two men are not allowed to be with isha achas, even be'ir. That's what the Ramah writes in Ibn Ezer, that dafka, it's not only when you're traveling, but it's whenever there's a risk of it being fewer people that end up being with the woman. So nighttime would be such an example, because we're choshesh, at nighttime people fall asleep. That's what the Bir Gra explains, that since people could fall asleep, you're going to be, one guy might fall asleep. If it were two men and one woman, you'd be left with only one man and one woman. Another reason offered, the Amshel Shlomo writes, that we're choshesh, one of them is going to have to go to the bathroom, and the other one's going to be misyachid im ha'erva. However, in Chuvas HaRaman, Simon Yudalit, he writes that isha achas im shnei anoshim is mutter afilu belayla, because he's, even if one of them falls asleep, you're always worried, the guy who remains awake is always worried the other one's going to wake up at any moment. And if he wakes up at any moment, he's going to catch him in the act. And therefore, so it's an interesting stira between what the Ramah writes in Ibn Ezer, in the Mappa, and the Shulchan Aruch, and what the Ramah writes in a tshuva. So name him Isayele. Let's bring a raya to a Rav. Most no shnei tamid cham shem yavo la baderech trei viu hatlasei. So you see, they're on the road, and how many tamid cham do we give? Not one tamid cham, two tamid chachamim, which makes for a total of three men. It's the husband plus two tamid chachamim. Why do I need three men there? Shouldn't two men have been enough? Oh, must be because baderech you need three men. Says Mar, no. Hasam kiyechid din havo le sahadi. The reason you need two men there is because in case he is bovel her baderech, you want to have witnesses that that's in fact what happened, and then there won't be mochik shem shemayim levatala. So that doesn't tell me it's not because of the yichud issue; it's because of a localized issue in hilchos sota that you need to be able to have edus to it. The same reason that we rejected the raya about Prutzim from the fact that there are Tamid Chachamim. It wasn't a Yichud issue that we have Tamid Chachamim there. It was a Sota issue that we have Tamid Chachamim there, so that they know how to give proper Asra'ah. So therefore, we can't bring a Raya from there either. This same Sugya came up in Masech HaSota, in the first paragraph of Masech HaSota. Rav Rav Yudah V'Kazli Borcha. Rav and Rav Yudah were going on the road. Havakazla hi itzakamayu. And there was a woman that was in front of them. So Amrlei Rav, the Rav Yudah, Dal Karech Mikami Gehenim. He said, we better hurry up, because otherwise we're going to fall into Gehenim, because there's a woman right here. So Rav Yudah said to Rav, aren't you the one that said that when it's Ksherim, you don't have to worry about this? So you think it means Ksherim, like people like me and you? Well, if it's not me and you, then who are Ksherim? No, it means like Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi and Rabbi Tzaduk and Rav Kahana. They had all sorts of Nisyonos, and they were not Nichshal. Those are real Ksherim. Who are, what Nisyonos did they have? So you have to remember back earlier in the Masechta, on Daflam Tesam Beis, where we learned a story that Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, a woman was Toveya him for Znus, and he said a certain Lachash, and his whole body filled with Shchin, and then the woman said a Lachash, and his whole body was healed, and then he ran away to the Beis HaMerchatz, where there were all sorts of Mazikim over there that could have harmed him, but he was saved, and he wasn't harmed. All to avoid being with this woman. The Gemara says in Daf Mem Amud Aleph that a woman came to be Tovea Rabbi Tzaduk to do an Avera, and in order to be saved from that, he went into an oven. The Gemara over there says Rav Kahana, a woman had a proposition for an Avera, and in order to be saved from her, he jumped off of a roof, and Eliyahu HaNavi came and caught him. So you have all these stories of people who were Mosa Nefesh Mamish in order to avoid these things. So that's the kind of Tznuim that we're talking about. So the question is, do we pass in that way La Halacha? You need to be someone of that madrega, meaning really Rav and Rav Yehuda are not Bali Madrega enough, we're going to call them Prutzim, that they're not Bali Madrega enough. So that's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam writes in Yisuri Biya Perichav Beis Halacha Ches that it's also for a woman to be Misyachid with Shnei Anashim, and he never mentions a chiluk between Prutzim and Ksherim. So the Ran explains, yeah, because he's passing like Rav, that if even Rav and Rav Yehuda are considered Prutzim, there is nobody that's Ksherim. So he just mentions the Halach about Prutzim and doesn't even mention that it's only about Prutzim, because we're all Prutzim. Mishal Melech says that even Lashita Sarambam, Yichud with Ksherim is only a Chumrah. It's just that it's Ra'ui Lahachmir like Shitas Rav. But Me'ikra Din, there's no Isra Yichud with Shnei Anashim. That's what we assume La Halacha. The Shita, the Rif, is that Shnei Anashim that are not Prutzim are Mutzal Lisyachid Im Isha. And that's what the Tosos Rid writes as well, that Rav was just saying this Bederech Anova. Rav was being exceedingly humble over here. He wasn't saying that La Halacha he has a din of a parutz. Of course not. He was just being humble by saying that he was trying to be extra machmir on himself. That's what we generally assume. I just had a shayla yesterday. Rabbi Shai Shachter told me, got a shayla, that there was a guy in Efrat who has works from home. His wife wasn't home. And he has a swimming pool in his house, like in his basement. So he was offering, he put on one of these chats, I guess, that he's offering that anyone who needs some respite that's coming, that came from the south, for 2-hour intervals, he was lending out his pool to people. So a group of I think it was 4 women came, and they used the pool for 2 hours. So they were in, he showed them where to go, you know, where the room was, and he went to work. And then, for the first time since October 7th, a siren went off in Efrat. So they had to run into the safe room. The women were still dressed, so you didn't have to worry about that. But they all ran so he's in the safe room, him and 4 women. And he's thinking, oh no, now I have a yichud problem, right? Is this an issue of yichud? So they're all ksherim in that situation, and he got on a FaceTime, and that may solve the issue of yichud. But modern day yichud shayla. Amrav, malkin al yichud ve'inosin al yichud. A person gets malkus for violating yichud, but you don't get. We're not going to ask her an ashes ish to her husband for having yichud with somebody. Amrav Ashi lo amarin el biyichud penuya. That's only if it's yichud with a single girl. Avol biyichud ashes ish lo. But yichud with an ashes ish, we're not going to give her malkus. Lo te motzilas al baneha, because then everyone's going to assume that she did worse than just yichud, and everyone's going to assume that her children are mamzerim. So we have to be careful what that does reputationally to her children if we're going to give her malkus for having yichud. Marzutra malki. Marzutra used to give malkus to an ashes ish that had yichud umachris. And in order to counter the problem that people are going to think that she was mizana and therefore they're going to say bad things about her children, he would announce, no, she wasn't mizana. It was only because of yichud that we're giving her the malkus. So Amalei Rav Nachman Miparhati Ravashi Marnami Lilki Vilachris. He says, well, that seems like a great way to solve the problem. Meaning, give her the malchus that she deserves and make the announcement that don't worry, it's not because she had tashmish with anybody, it's not because her kids are mamzerim, it's only because of yichud. So Amalei Rav Ashi said to Rav Nachman, we still have to be choshesh that they're going to be motzi laz on her children. People are going to hear that she got the malchus, they're not going to hear the explanation. That's very often the case, right? People say, oh, you could do this, that will give a certain impression, and then do some hasbara and explain that this is why we do. People will not remember that that's why you do it. People will only remember that I think Rosh Hashanah told us recently that someone asked Rav Soloveitchik, I think during the Yom Kippur War, if they can leave their television on over Shabbos because they were so nervous to keep up with the news of what's going on. He said, you do that and your children will just remember that you watch TV on Shabbos. They're not going to remember that it is Bikuach Nefesh in the Seth. They'll just remember that mommy and daddy watch TV that Shabbos. So Amarav, Malkin Alotov Shmua. You can give Malkus Alotov Shmua, meaning if someone has a reputation that they've been over Averus, we can give Malkus for that. Shinemar, because the Pasuk says that Eliyah Kohen was Mochiach his children when they had a bad reputation, and he said, Albanai Kilo Tova Shmua. So Albanai sounds like there's an issue to do those Maisim that lead to a bad reputation. Marzutra Mosavla Afsira Al Kasve, and when he would give someone malchus for lo tova ashmua, for having a bad reputation, he would put an afsar of a behema on the person's shoulders, which keeps an animal straight from veering off of the road. Umakrile albanai, and that was a way of showing that this person has veered, and in order to let it be known that he was in, and he would be makri, he would save the pasuk of Albanai in order to let it be known why he was giving this malchus. Amar Rabba, Baila Be'ir in Chosh Mishum Yichud. If the husband is in town, even if he's not in the room, there's no iser of Yichud. And there's a machlokas in the Rishonim as to why it is that Baila Be'ir is in Chosh Mishum Yichud. Is it because she's afraid she's actually going to get caught, or is it just the knowledge that her husband is present in town is going to cause her to be too nervous to violate anything, even if there's no practical possibility of being caught? Right? Ramosha has a discussion. He has diyukim and rishonim one way or the other. Nafkamina would be that the husband's in town, but the husband would never come in. Either he doesn't know where she is, or it's a kind of situation that he would never barge in on her. So it's just the fact that it's Baila Be'ir, even if he doesn't, if there's no practical possibility of him coming, also may depend how you're magdir. What is an ear? Is an ear based on the municipality? It's in New York City is one city. So someone's at the edge of Staten Island, and the other person is, I don't know, what's the furthest place, the Bronx or something. So that's going to be considered Baila Be'ir, or do you assume based on some level of proximity? So a lot of Leibedik discussions over here about how exactly we define Baila Be'ir. If you have a door that's open to Rosh HaSarabim, we're not choshesh for Yichud. There's machlokas achronim about that. What exactly is Pesach Pesuach Rosh HaSarabim? What if it's not totally open, if it's closed, but it's just not locked? So the Beis Meir is quoted in Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger, who writes that from Lashon Pesach Pesuach sounds like it's got to be Pesuach Mamish. However, he quotes that the Rashba in the Tshuva says that even a closed door that's not locked is considered Pesach Pesuach Rosh HaSarabim. So the Beis Meir writes that it's got to be a Tov Sofer in the Rashba. He means that it's not Neseres al Baila Bekach, but that it's going to be Mutzah to have Yichud with a closed door just because it's not locked. Can't possibly be. Rabbi Kiveger thinks the Beis Meir is right, that it's got to be a typo in the Rashba. However, the Radvaz quotes the Lashon the Shuvas HaRashba the way we have it, without assuming any typo. And the Sefer HaYira, the Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, Ve'ezu Yichud, Sagur b'mafteach o b'minol zeu Yichud ha'omer b'torah. So it sounds like only if it's totally locked, and that's the sheet of Chaznish, because when the delos is not locked, there is some sort of fear that a person has that and they maybe will avoid violating Avera. So we always take that as an extra sniff. Rav Moshe has an unbelievable kula, really hard to believe kula, where he says that even if it's locked, but people wouldn't hesitate to knock on the door. So if someone's knocking on the door, what's the chance? You're not going to not answer the door when someone's knocking on the door. You're not going to ignore or not. It's not derech eretz, so obviously you're gonna answer the door. So therefore, that's considered pesach pesuach. I don't know. If, depending what you're doing, you may ignore the knock. But that's what Rav Moshe says. An unbelievable kula. Rabbi Ikla Bei Rav Yosef. Rabbi once was in the house of Rav Yosef. Basar dekar klifta. After they ate in the aliyah, and Rav Yosef and his wife went down into the house. Samar lahu. So Rav Yosef said to the people, now shkuli dargam itusi bibi. Take the ladder that's under where Abibi is in the aliyah of the bayis, in order that Abibi could stay in the aliyah and he's not going to come down, so that he doesn't end up having yichud with Rav Yosef's wife. So I asked the Gemara, why did Rav Yosef require that they remove the ladder? Rav Yosef is the husband, he's around, so it should not be a problem of yichud anyway. Now, Shani Rabibi, Dushushvinte, Havibigaisebe. Oh, this is an exception to the exception. If Bailabir is an exception to the Yisri Yichud, an exception to that exception of the Yisri Yichud is if Libo Gaspa, if they're comfortable enough with each other. So Rav Yosef's wife knew Rav Bibi very well, and therefore Rav Yosef thought that the heter of Baila Be'ir does not work. The Radal, one of the Achronim, brings a raya from here that even if the husband is a Suma, you're allowed to have yichud with the wife. You're allowed to have yichud with the wife when it's Baila Be'ir, because Rav Yosef, we know, was blind, and if not for the fact that it was Libo Gaspa, the Gemara says you would have had the heter of Baila Be'ir over here. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says not such a raya, because we know that Rav Yosef eventually was blind. Do we know that at the time of this story that he was blind? Maybe at the time of this story, it was before he went blind. So maybe with a blind husband, it would be different, and you would not have the heter of Baila Be'ir. L'choritz tali on the two deos that we mentioned earlier. Is the heter of Baila Be'ir about the fact that he might see you, that you might get caught, or is the heter of Baila Be'ir simply that there's just this natural, the knowledge of the husband being in the vicinity causes a certain natural fear that the woman would have. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says when you have two rooms, one inside of the other, anashmi b'chutz v'nashmi b'fnim, ein chosh mishum yichud. If men are in the outer room, women are in the inner room, you don't have to worry about that one of the men are going to go into the inner room where the women are and have yichud with them, because it's the derech of anashim to go outside and not to go further in. But if a woman will go into the outer room, that's not a chashash isra, because one woman is allowed to be with multiple men. But anashmi b'fnim, if men are in the inner room, v'nashmi b'chutz, and women are in the outer room, chosh mishum yichud. Then it's nisri yichud, because you have to be choshesh that one man is going to want to go out, and he's going to have to go through the outer room where all the women are, and then he's going to have yichud with the women on the way out. In the Braisa we said the opposite, that when women, that when the men are in the outer room and women are in the inner room, that's a chashash yichud, because one of the men may go into the inner room and have yichud with the women, and the people aren't going to realize that he had gone there. The other men aren't going to realize that he had gone there. But when men are in the inner room and women are in the outer room, then we're not choshesh mishum yichud, because there's no iser if one of the women goes into the inner room with the men, because there's no iser for many men with one woman. And even if one of the men goes to the outer room, he's always worried that another man is going to come to the outer room and see him there. So that's not going to be a yichud problem either. So Amar Abaye, Hashadam Rav Kahana Hachi, V'tan Masnisa Yipcha, Anon Avad L'chumri. He says, now that we have two versions of which is more problematic, is it more problematic if the men are the inside, and more problematic if the men are the outside, are on the outside, so we're just going to be machmir in both cases, whether it's one way or the other. The Gemara brings the minhagim of various amoraim to prevent mixing of men and women when they were in public places. Abaye Dair Gulfi, Rava Dair Kana. Abaye used to put jugs made out of cheres in between the men and the women, so that if one would try to go over the mechitza, it would make a loud noise, because they would knock over the cheres and it would shatter, and then everyone would look and say, oh, there was a guy trying to sneak into the women's section again, and that would then they would catch him. So Rava Dair Kana, Rava would put kanim also that would make noise if you try to go over the barrier. Amar Oven, Sakva Deshata Rigla. The weakest time of the year when it comes to these kinds of things is the Shas HaRegel. When it comes time for Yontif, that's when there's a major concern and danger that men and women come together to hear the drasha of the rabbi, and they end up socializing outside of the shul, and they speak a lot, so they're looking at each other. So that's where it's a major danger area. That's how Rashi and Tosfos explain. The Aruch adds, and people eat, and they drink, and there's a lot of bitul malacha, so there's more of a chashash of kalus rosh at those times of the year. The Irin Yaakov writes that also women get dressed up very nicely b'shas haregel, and the men are more likely to look at them. Tosfos writes that Yesh Omrim, that's why there's a minhag that after Pesach and Sukkot, in order to be mechaper on these types of averos, we fast after Pesach and Sukkot. You have a tainus bahab. The Beis Yosef says that after Shavuos we don't fast because it's only one day, so it's not so much simcha is not shchiach, and it's only one, and plus you have the zchus of Kabbalah Satorah, so it's likely that protects us from this Yetzer Hara. But after Pesach and Sukkot, where you don't have that sort of protection, so that's where we need extra kapara after the season of Yom Tovim. So Anuk Shav Yusad Asai, there were these Shavuyos that came Lenar Da'a. Askinu Lebei Rav Amram Chasida. So they brought them to the Aliyas Habayis of Rav Amram Chasida. Ashkulu Dagami Kamayu. And they took the ladder that they had climbed up through to get to the Aliyah in order that no one will go have Yichud with them. Ba'adid Kochal Fachad Minayu. When one of the Shavuyos was passing by the Pesach of the Aliyah, Nafal Nahora Bi'ipuma. A great light came into the house through that Pesach in the Aliyah, because this woman was apparently so beautiful, she had a radiance to her. So Shakli Rav Amram Ladagra, Rav Amram took the Sulam, and it was so heavy, 10 people couldn't carry it. Vidali Luchudei, and he himself carried it to bring the ladder there. Salik Va'azil, and he went up the ladder in order to be Toveya, in order to proposition this woman who was a Shvuya, Kimata Lepalga Darga. When he got halfway up the ladder, Ifsach, he stopped going up, and he stood in place in order to be miskabar as Yetzer Hara and Ramakala, and then he just shouted, Nura Bey Amram, there's a fire in the house of Amram. So everyone came to help put out the fire. So the Rabbanan said to Rav Amram, you've embarrassed us that you made it obvious that you had this major taiva for the Avera, meaning he screamed fire to get other people there so that he'd be able to overcome his Yetzer Hara. So Amr Lahu, so the Rav Amram said to the Chamim, Mutav Tikasu Bey Amram, Chachamim b'alma adain v'lo tikasu minei l'alma da'asi. I'd rather be embarrassed in this world than be embarrassed in the next world. So I'd rather not do an aveira, and it was worth suffering the embarrassment. After this ma'aseh, when Rav Amram saw how even a tzaddik like him could fall into such a yetzer hara, so ashbe dinpik minei. He took a shavua that the yetzer hara should leave him. So nafik minei, the yetzer hara left him. Ki amudu denura, and it exited his body like a pillar of fire. So Amrele, Rav Amram said to the yetzer hara, Chazi da'at nu ravana bisra. You're made out of fire. I'm made out of flesh. Va'ana adifna minach. And still, I managed to overpower you. I overcame you, even though normally fire burns flesh. Rameir avim slotzis bovre aver. Rameir made a leitzanos and was mezalzel in people who gave into their taivas and the yetzer hara. And he said that if he wanted to overcome his yetzer hara, he'd be matzliach. So yomachad one day inmi leisatan ki'itza. The satan appeared to him like a woman. Bahach kisa denahara on the other side of a river. V'lov amavra, and there wasn't even a ferry to take you over from one side of the river to the other. Nakad matzra v'ka'avar. Rameir grabbed a rope that was on two sides of the river, and he did a high wire act or a Tarzan act, whatever. He managed to go from one side of the river to the other. Kimata palga mitzra, when he got to halfway through the river, shafke, the yetzer hara left him, and he had no time for the aveira anymore. So Amar, the satan said to Rameir, ilavduka machruzi berakiyah, if not for the fact that they were announcing up in Shemayim, hizaru b'rameir b'torosa, they better leave Rameir alone, because he has a lot of Torah, and we don't want to mess with him. Shavise l'damach tarti mayim. I would have caused you to be worth 2 ma of kesef, meaning I would have been matzliach to be machshel you in avera, and you wouldn't have been worth anything today. Rabbi Akiva of Mesotzis b'over avera. Rabbi Akiva also used to mock over avera, and he used to say, "Look, if they wanted to overcome the yetzer hara, they should have been able to overcome the yetzer hara." Yom echad, and one day, inmi le'satan ki itza bereish dikla, the satan appeared to him like a woman on the top of a dekel tree. So nakti le'dikla, Rabbi Akiva grabbed the dekel tree, but kasalik va'azil, and he started climbing up to the top of the dekel tree in order to reach this woman. When he got halfway up, shafke, the yetzer hara left him, and he lost the taiva for the aveira. So Amar, the satan said to Rabbi Akiva, ilav demachrizi berikiyev, not for the fact that they were announcing up in Shemayim, hizar Rabbi Akiva v'tarasa, they got to be careful about Rabbi Akiva and his Torah, then I would not have left you, and shavisi l'damach tarti ma'i, I would have caused that you'd be worth two ma'a kesef, meaning I would have been matzliach and being machshel you ba'avera, and mela you wouldn't have been such a bal madrega, you wouldn't have been someone who can mock those who are over avera. Then other stories where there was a hiskarus hasatan on amoraim, where amoraim were attacked by the satan. Plemo have a ragil lememar kol yoma. Plemo was the name of an amora. He used to say every day, gira be'enei de satan, that arrows will go in the eyes of the satan, will be mevatel the satan. And he did that as a way of rejecting the satan, of pushing the satan away from him. Yom echad, one day, mal yom de kippur hava. It happened to have been erev yom kippurim. Idmi le ka'anya, the satan appeared to him in the demus of an ani. Asa kara abava, the ani called out by the Pesach and asked for tzedakah. Afikule Rifta, and he brought the Bnei Abayis brought him bread to eat. So Amalei, the satan said to Plimo, Yomaki Idna, a chashva day like this, Erev Yom Kippurim, Kuli Alma Gavai Vana, right? Everyone's eating in their houses, everyone's having their big suuda in advance of Yom Kippurim, and I'm stuck outside here. So he wanted Plimo to invite him into the house. So Eli, so Plimo brought him into the house, Krivile Rifta, and he put food in front of him like a mensch, but he didn't sit him together with the rest of the Bnei Abayis. He sat him alone on his own table. Some lay, the satan said to Plimo, Yom Kippur inna, a chashma day like this, Erev Yom Kippurim, Kuli Alma Ataka Va'anal Chudai, everyone else gets to sit on the table, and I'm sitting all alone. Sasiyuas V'ataka, so they brought him and they sat him right on the table. Hava Yosef, Mali Nafshe Shichna V'kivi Alei. The satan was sitting there, and his body started filling with boils and cuts, and in a way that was, pus was dripping off of him. Vava Kavid Bey, Mili Dema'im, and he was doing gross, disgusting things. Didn't have any table manners whatsoever. So Amalei, the Bnei Abayis, said to the Satan, Tiv Shapir,
They said to him that sit nicely. Don't make us don't gross us out with the way you behave. Amalei havali kasa. He said, bring me a kos, pour me a kos. Yavale kasa. They gave him a kos. Ichmar shadbe kichav, and he spat some phlegm into the kos. Nachru be shako umis, and they got angry at him, and the satan made himself like he dropped dead. So shamu davika amri. The Bnei Abayis heard that that there was a rumor going out in the city that Plemo katal gavra, Plemo katal gavra, that Plemo had killed a man. So Arak, Plemo ran out because he was afraid of the Malchus, that the Malchus was going to kill him for being a murderer. So Vatasha Nashi Beis Hakisei, and he hid in the Beis Hakisei that was outside of the city. Azul Basrei, so the Satan followed him. Nafal Kameh, he fell in front of Plemo, and he made himself like a dead person again. And Plemo was very upset. When the Satan saw that Plemo was mitzta'er, that he was upset, Galile Nafshe, he revealed to him that he was a Satan, he wasn't really human at all. So Amalei, so the Satan said to Plemo, my time Amarta Achi, why do you always say, Girubeni the Satan? You know, Satans have feelings too. So it's not nice that you're cursing me every day, that you want arrows in my eyes. So he said, you're the Satan. Like, what do you want me to say? I'm trying to avoid you. My whole mission in life is that you shouldn't be machti me, that I shouldn't do averos. So Amalei, the Satan said, Lemamar Rachmana Nigar Bebe Satan. You should daven that Kodesh Baruch Hu should reject the Satan. But you should, and that's not a klala, because even Tzadikim said such things. So that's not such a problem to say. But to say Girubeni the Satan, that's not so nice. So Gemara brings another maisa relating to a tefillah to be saved from the Yetzer Hara. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, have a ragel called Eden Davenaf La Ape. Every time he would fall, he would drop his face in Tachnun, which is a time of very powerful tefillah. Right, that's a time of significant bakasha, that we find that the Gemara uses that expression when someone wanted to daven for something major. It was kinafal ape. It was when a person fell on his face. Ava Omar, he would say, Harachman yatzilenu miyetzer hara, that Kodesh Baruch Hu should save him from the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara in Brachos says, "Akol b'di Shemaim chutz mi yira Shemaim." So the Marsha points out, yeah, but tefillah helps because Abal Atar Misayein also. So even though your yira Shemaim is up to you, one of the ways that you have that yira Shemaim, that you overcome the Yetzer Hara, is by davening for the proper yira Shemaim, by davening that you'll be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Meaning that's one of the tools within our tool belt to be able to defeat the Yetzer Hara. That's not called b'di Shemaim. One time his wife heard him saying this, Amr Michti, how come Ashani departs Leminoi? He doesn't seem to have any Yetzer Hara for me. It's been years since we've been intimate together. My time, Akamarachi, what is he davening that he should be saved from the Yetzer Hara? The guy doesn't have a Yetzer Hara. Yom Achadav HaKagarim begins. Say, one day, when Rabbi Chibra Ashi was busy learning in his garden, Kashta Nafsha, his wife got all dressed up in nice clothing and nice perfumes. Chalfa V'tani Kamein, she started passing in front of him when Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi was there. So Amar La Man At, he said to her, who are you? So Amar Ana Charusa, he said, I'm Charusa. She said, I'm Charusa, which is the name of apparently a famous zona in that city. Tahadri Miyoma, and I've just returned today. So Tavar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi propositioned her to violate the Avera. So Amar Lay, his wife said to him, his wife dressed as this zona, said to him, I see Nialei Lahachru Mana Derech Shutzita. Bring me a fruit that's on the top branch of a decal tree. Shavar, he jumped up Azalasinale and he brought her the fruit. That was her payment. Kiasu the basin, when Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi came to his house that night, Havakashagra Debitta Tanur, his wife was heating up the oven. Solik Vakayasu Begave, and he walked right into the oven and sat down in the oven. So Amrale, his wife said to him, my hi, that is very odd behavior. What are you doing? So Amrala, so she said to him, Hachivachi, have a maisa. A terrible thing happened today. I was nichshel. There was, with the zona. So Amrale, his wife said, nah, don't worry about it. Nahava, it was me the whole time. It wasn't a zona. So lo ashkachba, he didn't pay any attention to her because he didn't believe her that it was her. Adi avala simani, until she gave him simanim, then he realized that it was really his wife the whole time, but he still wasn't happy with himself. So Amrala, so Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi said to his wife, anami yali yisuri kavni. It could be that it was you and I didn't do any actual avera, but I had kavana sachet. I thought I was doing an avera, and I should feel pretty bad about that. Kol yom of shalosh tzadik hayu misana. So the entire life, the entire rest of his life, he would fast because he felt that he needed kapara at shemes posa misa till he died from all that fasting and from all the inui, the self-inflicted punishment that he had given himself because of the machsheves hachet that he had done, even though he didn't actually end up doing a chet. So the Gemara brings a brisa that talks about a person who needs kapara even for an avera without doing a ma'is avera, even for machsheves avera. The Tanya, the Brisa tells us that the pasuk says about a woman who takes a neder and the husband was made for the neder. It says isha haferam with a mapike, her husband was made for the neder. Vashem yislachla, and Hashem will forgive her for violating the neder. So b'me'akas medaber, if the husband was made for the neder, what are we talking about that she needs a kapara for violating neder? V'ishasha nadra b'nazir, it's a woman who took a neder to be a nazir. V'shama b'ayla, the husband heard that his wife had taken this neder in Nazirus, v'eifala, so he immediately was made for the neder in Nazirus. He knew that that was a terrible idea and that it wasn't, she wouldn't be able to handle, and she was just in the moment, she got emotional and decided that she wanted to be a nazir. V'ilo yada sheifala b'ayla, but she didn't know that the husband was made for the neder. V'eisa shosi yayin, v'tamin l'meisim, and sure enough, she drank wine and she was matamin l'meisim, things that a nazir is not allowed to do. So she thought she was a Nazir, and she thought she was violating the Nazirus. So Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva got to that pasuk that says, Hashem yislach la, have a bachi, he used to cry. Amar, he said, if here you have a person who intended to do an Avera, they wanted to do the equivalent of eating Basar Chazer, but they ended up not doing an Avera. They did the equivalent of eating Basar Tleh, which is kosher meat, because this woman thought she was violating another Nazirus, but she wasn't, because there was no neder in the zeros. Amr Torah, the Torah still says Sricha Kaparo Slicha, you still need Kaparo Slicha. Misha and Skyvin Lesla Basar Chazer, Vahal Biyadu Basar Chazer, Allah has Kama Vakama. That is someone who wants to eat Basar Chazer and ends up actually eating Basar Chazer, Allah has Kama Vakama, a person needs Kapara. And similarly, we have a drasha that says by the Yasham Talu, it says Vloyadava Asham bin Asa Avono, that a person doesn't have Erebus Shogeg, that's Safik Isr Kares, he eats a Chaticha, that's Safik Shum and Safik Chelev, and then it's nisparer that he did a mice of a suffic avera, he has to bring an Hashem talui. Sure, Rabbi Akiva magil, the pasuk is out. Yebochon, Rabbi Akiva got to that pasuk, he would cry. Ma'amishin skavin lechol shuman. Vol biyado chelev, a person thought he was eating shuman and then he ate chelev. Amratar v'liyado v'asham v'nasa avono, still says he bears his sin. Mishin skavin lechol chelev, vol biyado chelev, alach skam v'kama. If he intended to do the avera and did the avera, all the more so. Yisben yudo amar v'loyada v'asham v'nasa avono, al davar zeh Yidvu kol hadovim. This is worthy of being mitztayer about and wailing about for people even who have a machsheves hachet, or people who have a machsheves not chet and they end up doing the chet bishogig. Either one is a terrible thing. We saw earlier in the Masechta in Tosfos that not only is machsheves hachet something that needs kapara, but that there's even such a thing as lifnei yiver for machsheves hachet. We had the case of the Amora that baited his son into getting angry at him when he tore his clothing, and Tosfos said he must have told him in advance that he was mochel him for any lack of kibud aveim, because otherwise the son would think he's doing the avera and that would be machsheves hachet, and then the father would be in violation of lifnei yiver on machsheves hachet. So even the lifnei yiver on machsheves hachet you have, that's where Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva we had before in this daf, that baila b'ir is mutter mishum yichud. So the shayla was, Shlomo Zalman said it could be that if a woman has a plumber come to the house or something to fix something, and it's only him and her in the house, but it's baila b'ir, that she needs to tell him that it's baila b'ir, because he doesn't know that it's baila b'ir, so it's machsheves hachet, and there's lifnei yiver even a machsheves hachet. We said a man is allowed to have yichud with his mother, with his daughter, and we're not worried about any sort of avera. So Amar Rav Yehuda Ravasi, Misyachel Adam Machoso, a person can have yichud with his sister every once in a while, not in a kavuadik manner. V'darim imo v'imbito, but you can even live permanently with his mother, with his daughter. Ki Amar Kavei Shmuel, and said in front of Shmuel, Amar Asul Misyachel Kolorayish Abatorah V'afilim Behema. You're not allowed to have yichud with any of the arayas in the Torah, your sister, your mother, your daughter, and even with a behema, you're not allowed to have yichud with. Tanan, we have our mission said, Misyachel Adam Mimo Vimbito Vishnam and Bekir of Basar, Tiyofta de Shmuel. Our Mishnah is directly against Shmuel. It says that you're allowed to have Yichud. You're allowed to even be sleeping in the same bed with one's mother, one's daughter. So Amulach Shmuel. Shmuel said, L'tameich, according to your Shita that you hold, that it's mutter to be Mesiachid with the Arayos, like your mother, your daughter, your sister, Hadetani Achos of the Chamoso, Rishar Kol Arayosha B'Torah, Ein Mesiachid Imam El Be'edim, Be'edim and Shalom Be'edim Lo. What do you do with the Brisa that says that you need to have Eidim when you're Mesiachid with these people? El Tanai, it's a Machlokas Tanai, and I hold like the other Tanai. Titania, Am Rameir, Rizor Bimbeiti. Rameir said, be careful that I don't have Yichud with my daughter. Am Rabbi Tarfon, Rizor Bimbe Kalasi. Be careful that I not have Yichud with my daughter-in-law. Ligli Glavos Talmud, Rulam Talmudim laughed at Rabbi Tarfon being so Machmir. Am Rabbi Vom, Yishim Rabbi Chanin Megamlia, Lo Yom Watimat, Shenich Shalos Talmud Bechamoso. That Talmud ended up being Nichshol in his own mother-in-law. Afilu and Behema, Abai Mechali Kulu Dibra, when he would go to learn alone in the field, he would get rid of all of the behemoths from the field, not to have yichud with them. Rav Sheshes Marbele Mitzra, he would go and move the animals to the other side in order that of the border, in order that he shouldn't have yichud with them. Rav Chana min Ardai Ilkel Rav Chana l'fum Nahara, he went to Rav Chana by the riverbank. Chazi Rav Chana saw the Rav Chana diyasu v'kogaras v'kaima behema kamei. He was sitting and learning, and there was an animal there. So Amaleus, Rav Chana said to Rav Chana, lo sover lamar, afilu behema, don't you hold that you're not allowed to have yichud even with an animal? Amalei lavadatai, he says, I was too focused on my learning. I didn't realize that there was an animal there. But in Achinami, I would have probably tried to avoid it had I realized that that there was an animal there. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rava, and tomorrow is the last daf of Seder Nashim Bezras Hashem. Okay, everyone have a good day.